Les había comentado que esta noche tengo a dos invitadas. I had mentioned to you at the beginning of the show that I have two guests tonight. We're going to be speaking with both of them. Diana Alvarez, and I call her sometimes Diana because that's the Spanish version. So I asked her which she preferred, and she said she goes by either. So I will be calling her Diana or Diana, depending. She is a singer, guitarist, poet, and also a video sound artist, playwriter. Oh, she's going to tell us everything that she does. And she also came with her friend, Nicole Young. Now, Nicole has collaborated with Diana in several projects, but she is also a multifaceted artist. So we're going to be speaking with them. Welcome, Diana.
Hello.
Hey.
It's lovely to be here again.
Great, great. And welcome, Nicole.
Hi, Raquel. Thank you so much for having us on tonight.
It's a pleasure. I can hardly wait to hear you guys with your what you have to hear for us tonight. Diana.
Yes.
I know. We had you here as a guest a while back, but you were part of another group this time.
Yes.
You are here as the main character, and I would love for you to tell us a little bit about your music. Give us a little description for the people that have not heard you. What kind of music do you play?
I'd be happy to tell you more. Yes, I was on your show before for Latinas con Pluma, which was put on by Pat Sandoval at Holyoke Community College. The music that I perform ranges. I write my own original songs. I sing in English and in Spanish. I started off by really wanting to sing the old Mexican songs with a new interpretation.
Is that your background, Mexican? Or
yes, no? I'm Chicana.
Uh-huh, yes, yay.
I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Mm-hmm. So your music, not all, but great part of it started as part of your Chicano heritage.
Yes, well, I mean, I think I've always wanted to preserve the songs that my grandparents loved, because I think if I don't do that, who will, right?
So. Exactly, exactly. And you sing bilingual, right?
I do. I sing in English and Spanish.
Good, good. Now, you mentioned that you come from a family that also were artists, singers, or no?
Well, music just ran in my family. I both my father and my grandfather were musicians. And so music has been a part of my life for all of it.
So you have been performing for a while?
Yes, I started performing when I was very young. I had a mentor named Linda Flores in Corpus Christi, Texas. So she was a retired lounge singer from cruise ships. And I sang with her band starting at the age of 14.
Oh.
So we sang across Texas and New Mexico, and then after college and graduate school, I ended up learning to accompany myself on guitar. So I'm doing my own thing now.
Mm-hmm. And besides songs that have a Mexican heritage, do you also interpret other types of songs?
I do. And I think that it's apparent in the songs that I write that they're influenced by many things. So they might have some jazz influence, or they might be in both English and Spanish, or just English or just Spanish. Right. So there are many different influences that come into my work, but I do sing in English as well.
Good, good. And so you're very versatile, because mm-hmm. you're not limited to just a type of song. You do a wide range of genres, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So would you like to interpret for us
sure.
some music? Sure.
Yes. I think I'll start with this song, which was composed by a Mexican woman named Maria Grever. And she studied with Debussy and Franz Lennard. And the song was made famous by Dinah Washington in 1959. And I think it's a great example of how genres cross over, you know, cross pollinate maybe is the, I don't know what the right word is, but the Mexican bolero and a jazz standard came together here. And so I'll sing both the English and Spanish for you.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain, my yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, oh, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. And the difference is you. Oh, cuando vuelva a tu lado y esté sola contigo, las cosas que te digo no repitas jamás. Por compasión une tu labio al mío y estrechame tus brazos. Y cuentan los latidos de nuestro corazón. Oh, what a difference a day made. And the difference is you.
Wow, what a beautiful interpretation. Thank you for that. That was great, both in English and Spanish. What a luxury. That is so great. Now, besides being a singer and a guitarist, you mentioned that you also are a poet.
Yes.
So, would it be okay to ask you or to recite one of your own poems, or no, you're not prepared. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you asked. Actually, I think I might have. I actually do have a poem that I can share with you.
Okay, and also I would like to tell us about the other things that you do besides being a singer and a guitarist and a poet. I know that you are also a plate writer and video sound artist. What have you been doing with that lately, with the video sound part of your artistry?
I'd be happy to share more. So I am a current PhD student at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and I'm working on my dissertation, which is Bridge Artistics, Women of Color and Gender Nonconforming Artists of Color at the Forefront of Innovative Arts Practice. And so I am a video maker, and I document women of color and gender nonconforming artists of color. I create documentary portraits of artists, and I'll be incorporating those portraits into Chicanx ritual opera that I'll stage in the fall. So this opera will have some collaboration between me and other artists. It'll feature the documentary portraits that I've been working on, my own compositions, my own songs, my own writing. So that's what I work on. That's what I'm working on right now.
So just to expand a little bit more on your opera, is that going to be part of your thesis, the opera, or no, or that's something completely different?
I'm considering the opera to be the way that I display my research in some ways, and just the way that I create community as an artist. So the dissertation has to be a traditional written dissertation.
Right.
Where I'm really trying to understand the process of creation for this particular group of artists, like myself. So the opera I consider to be the artistic extension of all of that work.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea when and where would you be showing that or
yes,
performing that?
We're looking at Holyoke Community College in October.
Oh.
So that is in the works, and I will be sharing more once we solidify all the details. But
Please. Yes,
it will be in the fall.
Yes.
And I imagine that there might be more than one place that we can share this piece.
Very good. That sounds good. So we'll be waiting for that then. And would you like to recite a poem, or would you like to leave that for some other occasion?
I'd be happy to share one.
Okay, I would love to hear that.
Okay. This is a poem that is both sung and recited. It's called Ser Artista.
Ser artista es dudar. Las maquinaciones de este mundo. Ser artista es construir contradicciones para vivir.
To be an artist is to doubt the machinations of this world. To be an artist is to construct contradictions in order to live. To be an artist is to make food out of words, movements of the body, temples of the voice. Your voice is the ultimate poem, poem of being, poem.
Para vivir. Ser artistas, hacer comida de palabras, movimientos del cuerpo, templos de la voz. Tu voz es el último poema, poema de ser. Poema.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you. And so we're going to speak with Nicole Young also, because I know she has a lot of things to tell us also. And just let me remind you that you are in Tune to Tertulia, and this is New England Public Radio in Amherst and Springfield at 88.5. also in Pittsfield at 106.1 and at NEPR.net. Nicole, how are you doing?
I'm great, Raquel. How are you?
I am in heaven here. I would like to ask you if you could tell us a little bit about your work as an artist.
Sure. So this phase of artistry, because I actually started off as a classical musician many, many years ago. Now I'm focusing mainly on poetry and playwriting. And it took me a while to really figure out how I straddle those lines. But with poetry, I center a lot about myself and experiences with being othered. I'm a plus size woman, black, with curly hair, living in Western Mass. So I write a lot about some of the struggles with like dating and just being my quirky little awkward self. And then in terms of playwriting, I write about the experiences that people have relating to one another. I was inspired to write that type of dialogue, especially two-person dialogue, by one of my favorite screenwriters, Quentin Tarantino. So my poetry and playwriting tends to, how I like to put it, fill in the absences for people who are not in other works.
Very good. And do you have a sample of that, of what you just told us?
I do. I have a poem that I wrote a little bit ago that I tend to dedicate to a lot of the women that I know in my life in terms of how I was able to get to where I am now. It's called The Woman Who Made Me. To the little girl who grew up to be invincible in a world that deems her invisible. To the toddler who once leveled with stones, who will soon look beyond the horizon as she reaches towards the sky. To the child who was unsure of her beauty as it broke through her innocence too young, too soon. To the tween who stepped into her fierceness while acknowledging her fears. To the teen who discovered her sex, her sexuality, her prowess before she sought her wealth. To the once little girl who broke through others' truths to discover her own destiny. To the one who ate all her feelings to hide the pain and scars from transparent daggers, consequential blades used to pillage unsalvageable servings. To the one who, with ambition, wears awkward as an award, with a feeling of worth while lacking the desired width between her thighs. For those of us who continue to persist, pursuing dreams and aspiring for higher, even at the disdain of those who remain suspect of self-elected journeys. Our lives are not democracies, especially for those who only hold our failures as their successes. For all of us whose presence is the present, a gift to ourselves is to seek happiness through the things that fulfills and nurtures our souls. For we are the only ones who will author the constitutions of our own self-governed nations.
Very good. Great message. And how have you collaborated with Diana?
Sure. So there was a project for a graduate student showcase, I think sometime last May, that Diana asked me to be a part of. It was Madre y Manos.
Madre/Manos.
Yes, thank you. And what it was, I'm about to go down a little sad trail. We actually became very close friends due to one of the things we have in common. We actually lost our mother. She lost her mom at a very young age, and I lost my mom maybe about 2 years ago. And so we wanted to kind of collaborate and work around like death and mourning and what are some of the things that we're doing for healing and grief work and stuff like that. And so we ended up doing a piece on the graduate student showcase last year at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so and do you have anything coming up as any other projects, Nicole?
This is where Diana has been especially helpful. I actually had, I performed some poetry a couple of weeks ago at Luthiers, and as of right now, I'm looking for places to perform. I'm looking for places to publish. I have a blog where I write about like film criticism and also my own work. So I am open and available to do anything right now.
Good. And your, blog, how can we take a look or take a listen to your blog?
Oh, sure. So my blog is Coco, my nickname is Coco. Uh-huh. Coco's Culture Corner.blogspot.com.
Coco is COCO or?
Yes.
Okay. Coco's. And could you repeat that, please?
Sure. It's Coco, COCOS, and this is all going to be one word. Culture, CULTURE. I almost forgot how to spell. Corner, CORNER dot blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com.
Very good. Deanna, would you like to interpret one more song for us? And before that, I also would like to ask you, will you be performing around this area soon?
Yes, I'll be performing at Luthiers Co-op on July 20th.
Coming
7
up.
7 p.m.
Yes,
yes, it's coming
yay.
Up. So I'll be there July 20th, 7 p.m., and then in August, I'll have another gig. I have a gig coming up every month, which is nice.
Oh, very good, good. So Luthiers, where is that?
Luthiers Co-op is in East Hampton. It's on Cottage Street.
Mm-hmm. Is that where those, that building that used to be a factory, is that where it is? No.
It's near there, but
near
it's
there.
Not there.
No. Oh, okay, but it's in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's Cottage Street, though.
Yes.
In East Hampton?
In East Hampton,
Luthiers
yes.
Co-op, and you will be there July?
July 20th at 7 p.m.
Very good. Okay, awesome. So could you please delight us with
sure.
one more song?
I'd be happy to.
Yay.
This is a song written by Sam Cooke. Adjust myself.
Okay.
I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come. Oh yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come. Oh, yes, and will. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change's gonna come. Oh, yes, and will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I know I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know, yes I know, change better come.
I I love your style and the timbre of your voice.
Thank
I enjoy it tremendously. Thank you so much,
Thank
Diana.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So before we say goodbye, I just looked up, I Googled up the place Luthiers Co-op. It's located at 108 Cottage
Thank
Street.
You.
And oh, no, my pleasure. Cottage Street in East Hampton.
Yes.
So please mark it on your calendars. July 20th.
July 20th. 7 p.m.
to 7:45. Also, make sure you are there at 7, from 7 to 7:45. Diana Alvarez at Luthiers Co-op, 108 Cottage Street in East Hampton. And you mentioned you have a couple of other gigs coming up. If anybody wants
sure.
to know more about this, is there a webpage, Facebook,
yes.
anything?
I post to my Facebook page all my shows. I have a show at Underdogs Lounge, August 27th.
Okay.
And then I'll be at the Taste of Holyoke Festival in September.
Oh, good.
But I post everything to my Facebook page, which is Diana Alvarez.
Alvarez with a Z?
With a Z, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And I have a website that is Diana, D-I-A-N-A dash Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z .com.
Very good. And for the people that follow Facebook, we should mention to them that you and Nicole were doing the Facebook Live right now.
Yes.
And that stays there recorded. So if anybody wants to watch
yes.
you, you still have access and then you can enjoy
can
the
see
music.
All of our silliness.
I loved it. I loved it. Thank you so much. I enjoyed your
thank
music
you.
And your
it's
poetry also. Nicole, thank you very much for coming also.
Nicole, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to have you both. And so whenever you are ready to have another gig, please think of us. Come and let us know. Share it with
okay.
us and maybe share a little bit more of your music.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
that's
thank
wonderful.
You.
What a wonderful offer. Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you so much. My guests tonight were Diana Alvarez and Nicole Young. And you are in Tune to Tertulia. I am here with you every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m.